Second, the pitch. Swung on, line down the left field line, and that's going to win it. Castellanos has done it. Turner is scoring, and the Phillies walk it off here in the bottom of the ninth. A game two victory, 7-6, as the Phillies come racing out of the dugout, dancing around between first and second as Nick Castellanos has won the ball game.
Listen to that highlight, Hugh.
That's awesome.
And you hear what's under, right? You hear that song?
Yeah, the song, Too Late to Apologize.
It's not too late, Hugh.
That's the mantra that I'm going with.
No,
too late.
It's not too late, Hugh Douglas. Apologize to Nick.
No. Nope. For doing
again,
his job? No.
Don't you feel bad when the studio audience here boos you?
No. Nope.
And why? I feel bad for them. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. This segment.
I live in Philly. Yeah. I'm not, like, booing is a part of the landscape.
You and Castellanos have more in common than you realize. This segment sponsored.
They don't know who he is.
By PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. All right, Castellanos, yes, sir. Obviously the hero of the game. The home run to tie it in the sixth. He has a single to set up the Stott triple in the eighth, and then he walks it off in the ninth inning to give the Phillies a victory. Let's hear Topper on Castellanos and what he's done all season here.
I'm so happy for him because I know that there's been a lot of talk about Chase and this and that, but he can hit. I mean, he can hit. That was a big night for him tonight. You know, the home run to tie it up and then the base hit to win it. He's just been grinding all year.
He has been, and he's been a different player since the middle of June.
He's been Iron Man. He's been out there every game.
Every single game.
Every game.
A kind of guy that you would think someone would apologize to when they rip
him. Would the Iron Man be proud?
Cal Ripken would be. Or the Iron, you mean the superhero or the baseball player?
Yeah, the fictional.
All of them. They'd all be proud.
They'd all be proud of him.
How about Ruben Amaro Jr. this morning talking about Castellanos? He gets it. He gets what Castellanos meant to this baseball team.
I got
to
say this. When this team basically went in the tank, they had nine guys in that lineup from the second half on who just were not that good. Nick Castellanos was their best player and their most effective offensive player, and he basically carried them to like .500 baseball in the second half
of
the season.
Yeah, final 2 months or so. That's
because
right.
It was all him. I guarantee you, you look at the numbers, I mean, he was the best player they had and the most consistent player they had. So, I mean, he deserves a lot of love.
How about that? Baseball guys like Topper and Ruben saying it.
Did Ruben apologize?
Ruben didn't have to apologize.
He said a lot of love. He gave him a lot of love. He deserves love.
Well, Ruben's not ripping him the way you were sat idle and watched people rip Castellanos.
The way I sat idle.
You did.
I can't believe I'm getting ridiculed for sitting idle. Not ripping him. But just not seeing anything to defend it.
Guilt by association, okay? And if I recall right, Kyle and I apologize. We're past this.
Kyle
now.
Apologized?
Yes,
of course I
recall,
did.
I don't recall.
Oh,
Kyle
he
apologized.
Did. We could find it. But
pull
I know.
The tape.
Yeah, Kyle apologized. I apologized. Many apologized. Hugh, you didn't. And now look at Castellanos with this team 10 wins away from a championship. Terry's up next. What's up, Terry?
You got to apologize, man.
Tell him, Terry.
Gotta apologize.
See? Everybody's getting on you. When he came clutch, he came in yesterday and showed everybody.
No, but it ain't got nothing to do with me. I didn't. That's not my fight.
It might. You heard Castellanos. He takes those things personally.
Yes.
Like bullying works with Nick.
I didn't, but I didn't say anything. I just kind of was.
You
complicit.
Stood by. And were complicit.
I was complicit.
I mean, you let me go on and on about how this guy stunk.
I mean,
how dare you, Hugh?
On a lot of things.
Right, but you're complicit in that.
I just think it's a mutual understanding because you let me go on silly stuff like, you know, whether it's a chicken, is a egg or whatever. What is it, fried chicken?
That was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot. So you let me go, so I just give you grace.
I need WIP to start a post today, but it's you saying that you need to apologize.
Oh, this is a stationwide push. Yeah, we're this is
probably not going to happen.
Well, he's going to have to stand up at the parade and do it in front of 2 million people. So,
what are you going to do if he comes in clutch on the World Series? We get there and he comes over that home run.
You know what I'm going to say? Congratulations, well deserved.
Oh yeah, we're going to try to get him on the show so you can talk to him personally on the online.
Yeah, and I was like,
that would be awesome.
I will tell him to his face, good job for doing your job.
Well, we'll set it up, Terry. We'll let Castellanos know what Hugh was doing back in June, and we'll let him know. Terry, good phone call here. All right, speaking of Hugh saying things, you can hang out with Hugh while he says things. Hugh, you're doing a watch party tomorrow night. Is this right?
Yes.
Tomorrow
Where
night.
Where is it? Where am I doing it?
Well, I'll let you know. You're going to be at the New Deck Tavern in University City tomorrow.
New Deck Tavern. That's game like three. Right across the street, ain't it?
University City, yep. All brought to you by our friends at Miller Lite. Bring your rally towels. Let's unite together for the Fightins. Come an hour before the game and enjoy $1 Miller Lite drafts, $4 Miller Lite drafts during the game. New Deck has great food like brick oven pizzas, hot roast beef sandwiches.
Ooh, I like a roast beef sandwich.
You're
going
to have those tomorrow night. WIP's Game 3 watch party at the New Deck Tavern in University City. First pitch, 5:08.
Shoot me that address.
I will. It's Miller Time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Are we sure he's got that?
Well, I'm going to just give you the piece of paper. You hold on to that one, all right?
Yeah, shoot me that address.
So it is, have we dubbed this the Hugh Hopes party instead of the High Hopes?
Yes, the Hugh Hopes watch party.
Yep. The Hugh Hopes watch party.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
I guess because Jack took off for New York or they're going to
unbelievable.
Game three, they're going the afternoon show.
Now, the Hugh Hopes podcast. The Hugh Hopes watch party.
It's the Hugh Hopes watch party tomorrow night.
It's just going to be the Hugh Hopes podcast. It's just this the whole time.
That'll get a lot of downloads.
I think it lasts a long time. All right, let's talk to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Speaking of hopes, down the Phillies have high hopes, man. I don't know what it is with the Philadelphia teams and being a front runner or a number one seed, but they sure do make you have anxiety out of this world, don't they, man? It was kind of like a boxing match watching that match. I mean, watching that game.
Yeah, Rocky would have been proud.
Rocky and Apollo. That's exactly what it was.
Every time the Mets came, the Phillies answered. And I feel like when Harper hit that home run, he lit a fire under the team, and everybody else changed their approach to the plate. I feel like that woke them up, and Harper just keeps doing this time and time again. He keeps waking up the Philadelphia Phillies. And we have to give Cassiano some credit here because if they're going to continue to walk Harper, he has to continue to make them pay. And that's the only way that we're going to get Harper some pitches here.
Well, you're right about that. And you know what? That's why I'm glad Topper made the switch and has Castellanos behind him and not Bohm. I even though Castellanos is going to have some bad at-bats, I trust he's going to do some damage in that spot.
Yeah, and I feel like we have to go to New York. We have to take this. If we go to New York and win this game, I feel like we'll win this series. New York, they're running on fumes right now, and we all know that. And they're just, we have to have the same approach they have. We have to go to the plate and not try to get home runs and just try to get hits. Now, I'm a little worried about our bullpen bleeding a little bit, but Matt, I don't know if Topper should keep. You know, we did this with Kimbrel. He kept trusting Kimbrel and he kept getting burnt with Kimbrel. So I hope he can find somebody out there bullpen that he can trust, because I feel like that's going to be a major factor, a major key. I like Estevez too. I like Estevez.
But you know what the funny thing about it? Going into the not to cut you off, Terrence, but going into this series, he was the guy that you worried about the most.
He was the weak link, we thought.
But he's been the clutch guy.
I'm still not ready to get off that. If you tell me the game tomorrow they have a one run lead in the eighth inning, I still would be okay with Hoffman or Strom out there. Now if it goes bad again, Terrence, then we gotta reevaluate this. But I'm not done with those guys yet.
And I need more from Trey Turner. He had that good. I think he drew a walk.
Yeah, ninth inning walk. Yep.
When Harper hit the home run, but we need more from out of Trey, man. He's getting paid too much money. We need him to come. We know Schwarb didn't have a good game, but we need a guy to follow Harper's lead. You know, Harper is a catalyst, and you guys got to remember your legacy's on the line. This is the perfect opportunity. The Mets. I'm not scared of the Mets, but the Mets. It's like a psychological thing because they're a division foe, and they're trying to run off what the Phillies did the last couple of years. Man, let's go in here tomorrow and kick these guys' ass, and let's bring them home.
Let's do it, Terrence. Style. Good stuff, man. We appreciate it. Well, I think that's part of the bullpen issue, is the Mets are not fooled by these guys, Hugh. They've seen them a lot. I mean, they play 13 times a year. You know, Strom and Hoffman have been here multiple years. Like, they've seen these relief pitchers. That might be why, to your point on Estevez, he was an angel, right? He just got to the Phillies late July, beginning of August. I can't recall off the top of my head how many times he pitched against the Mets down the stretch of the regular season, but they probably haven't seen him as much as they've seen these Phillies guys.
Yeah, and he's excited about being here. The one thing that sticks out to me is that he's reveling in this playoff atmosphere. That's something that he's never been a part of, and he said that. And I think he's kind of feeding off of that because the fans are giving him juice. So that's probably a little bit of it as well.
Probably is. Mark in Woodbury Heights is up. What's up, Mark?
Well, here's the deal, Joe. I'm very excited about the win, obviously, like everybody else. But here's what's frustrating about this team. And it's Castellanos and Turner and Remuto and Bohm. Their plate discipline. They won that game yesterday, and that last caller was right. After Harper hit the home run, everybody's approach at the plate changed. They were patient. They didn't go chasing. You know, that's if they can't rail that in and go to the plate with discipline, I don't know if they can win this series. I really don't. I'm not trying to be negative. But that's the biggest issue with this team. And Castellanos, you know, when he's not swinging at pitches 5 feet out of the strike zone, he's a really dangerous guy to deal with, right?
Of course. And, I mean, he's an extra base hit machine when he swings at pitches in the strike zone. Yeah.
And Turner last night showed discipline in that last at bat. He didn't go after that breaking ball that cuts to the outside. You know, and I don't understand why these guys struggle. I know it's not easy to hit a baseball. I understand that. And sometimes you're going to swing at bad pitches. But if you want to win the World Series and be the best, you know, around, you have to have discipline at the plate. Can they do that? Can they do that, in your opinion?
I think they can. It's just, Mark, can they do it enough games in a row to win the World Series is the question. Like, they can. I think the part that you and I and a lot of people are frustrated with them is they have, you saw it yesterday, like, they can do it, right? Like, it's almost a matter of concentration. Like, can they hone in and focus enough?
Can they remember to do it?
Can they remember to do it? Can they not forget what got them here? I think they can, but Mark, they're going to be more tested every game because everyone in baseball by now knows their weakness. Like, throw them slop and see if they don't swing at it.
Yeah, because they lead the major leagues in chase rate, right? Going back to, what, July? I mean, and you're going to play in a bigger ballpark tomorrow night. The weather's going to be cooler. You know, you cannot rely on the home run. You know, who do you blame for this issue? Like, I know the players, obviously, but does Topper take any responsibility with this?
You know what? I think maybe more the hitting coach. And Mark, it's a good phone call. I don't know how much Topper could change of it. I mean, Hugh, this happens in every sport. Players have tendencies, right? Like,
yeah. You go back to what makes you comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, if we're really an overarching point is, you know, they're good and they might win the World Series, but maybe they built the team with too many of these guys. You could go to the construction of the team, right? How many hitters can you have that are like this at the same time? Now, I think Schwarber and Harper are not like that, Hugh, right? They are much more disciplined at the plate. They'll take walks. They won't swing as many bad pitches. I think Stott, actually, when he's locked in, is really good at it too. So it's just a matter of, can they get through it, right? Can they lock in enough? And I'm glad he brought up the turnaround. I thought the turnaround at-bat in the ninth inning was one of the best at-bats of the game. Because you go back to that at-bat, Hugh, there were four balls that were thrown to Turner there, and two of them he swings at a lot, and he didn't do it that time.
Yeah, and part of that was the reason why we went home so early last year.
Yep.
And I think that being in a game like that, having the game happen the way that it did Saturday, and then see a little bit of that happening on Sunday, at that moment when Bryce did what he did, yeah, that's when everybody kind of locked in. You need moments like that sometime. I think they'll be fine. I think the momentum has shifted back to the Phillies in that situation because they kind of know what they have to do.
Well, the other thing is maybe he's either be yelled at sometimes. Here's Castellanos after the game talking about what he's thinking and what happened after he got, you know, booed and sarcastically cheered.
You seemed relatively displeased, like, after you took the pitch. There was an 0-2 pitch in the dirt. The crowd kind of gave you a sarcastic cheer. What was kind of going through your head in that moment?
I had a lot of thoughts run through my head.
What was your reaction to the Bronx cheer kind of the booing fans earlier, and then what adjustment did you make in the game to have better bats?
I don't know. I was just kind of frustrated, so I guess I locked in more.
Frustrated, so I locked in more. You boo him, he locks in more.
Yeah, that's what it takes for a professional hitter to do his job, is for people to boo him and make him lock in even more. You would think that in that moment, you know, in the stakes of the situation would be high enough for you to be locked in anyway. But no, you need to get your feelings hurt and say, you people, you foo-fanging people, to get going. That's
Some
what it takes.
Some people need different kind of motivation.
I mean, that's amazing to me.
Now, we can do without the you peoples, though.
No, but I'm saying, You in a moment where if you lose this game, you're on the brink of going home a lot earlier.
Well, we would have gotten
than you anticipated. But no, you know what? I need them for me to lock in.
What's
I
that?
Need people to talk bad to me. I need them to call me mean and hurtful names on my son at the game.
Bullying's good.
In.
How many calls today to WIP about Castellanos' future here if he didn't do what he did?
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been endless. Get him out of here.
It would have been him,
what I'm saying.
Stott.
We talked about this all year long. We talked about it when we went home last year, how we had to get back to this moment. But you weren't locked in until everybody started calling you mean and hurtful names.
I think the real.
But y'all want me to apologize.
I do. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, you have to.
I think the truth of this is
it's not going to happen.
This is easier said than done. They are trying, right? They talked about it for a year. They did not try Saturday to not swing at bad pitches. I just think free swingers swing at bad pitches. It's like it's in their DNA as players. I don't think Castellanos is ever changing. He might do enough to help them win the World Series. No. Turner's not going to just like wake up tomorrow and you know be the Mr. Selective up there. We just got to hope it's good enough.
He says all the time he doesn't have an approach at the plate.
Castellanos.
You can tell he
doesn't.
Moment.
Like he doesn't. I don't know if he ever goes up and changes his approach.
Fee ball, hit ball.
Right. But I do think it's sometimes he tries to tell himself, like, I need to be a little bit more selective here, less aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he's entirely changing his approach, but he definitely changes his mindset going into some of those at-bats.
I feel that, too. Let's talk to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Guys!
Black Gritty!
We ain't apologizing to nobody out here in these streets, okay? This is Philadelphia. You know what? When he said what he said, you know what I mean, everybody's in the home watching it. Oh, yeah, we was about to eject him. Eject Osito, cuz we was about to get my boy up out of here. But if that's what you need to get yourself motivated, if that's what you need to remind you, like, yeah, I am swinging like trash. 40,000 people just saw it, and half of them are up in the bleachers. But they saw me. Come on, baby. And then we're in the lock-in doing it. Nick, guess what? You are a Philadelphia. You are officially a Philly
Hair, MD.com.